on me, gun, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungu, I'm a born a new life.
Calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, put in my heart. Fall lockdown, fall lockdown, fall lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, fall down, fall down. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, no tell me, no, 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 no.
Nothing but power hits. Today's hottest hits with power. Power FM. On 3FM.
They want me to be better, but no better than them. They want me to be fresher, but no fresher than them. Than them. They want me to be better, but no better than them. They love, no.
I don't care.
Akwaeba Scotta warned Zambia risks becoming a failed state amid suppression of freedoms. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha condemns high corruption levels at the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA. In international news, Madagascar's president faces impeachment threat amid reports he has fled. And in sports, FIFA inducts FAS, club admins in professionalism and management.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasis. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha has condemned what he alleged as very high levels of corruption among some officers at the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, citing cases where officials deliberately withhold decisions to extort money from clients. The minister has therefore issued a strong warning against corruption, laziness, and poor work culture at the agency, emphasizing that such behavior is undermining the country's development efforts. During an impromptu visit to ZEMA offices this morning, the minister found most offices empty while clients waited for service. Mr. Mposha said it was disheartening to see public workers report late for work despite government's emphasis on efficiency and accountability. He warned that such practices would soon attract not only dismissals but arrests. Meanwhile, Mr. Mposha has directed ZEMA management to intensify field inspections and hold inspectors personally accountable for environmental degradation, pollution, and unsafe mining practices in their areas of operation.
We don't know 17 hours in this government. Because the president works up to 01, he will be working. Sometimes he will be having meetings with us up to late in the night. But if all this is being done, and then you on the ground, who are supposed to run with those instructions, are coming for work after 8:20, after 8:30, your clients, I've seen so many clients that are in the company will be waiting for you in your office. Is that how we must work? What is the official reporting time? 8 hours. And most of the hostels there by 8:20, 8:25 were still locked. I'm meeting people after 8 in your corridors, still cleaning the offices.
Joining us live on, rather, joining us on the news live is Opposition Citizens First Deputy, Party Deputy Spokesperson, Mr. Danton Njovu. Mr. Njovu, welcome to the Power FM Evening News.
Thank you so much, and good evening to the listeners.
Mr. Njovu, Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha made a surprise visit at Zema offices in Lusaka, and he expressed concern about late coming. What is your view on this matter?
Well, what is shocking for us as citizens is that the minister is behaving like an opposition leader. It is we, the people that are in the opposition, that should actually be issuing statements warning people that are corrupt. The role of the minister is to ensure that those that you are seeing, they are corrupt. Does he have a report from the Auditor General's office? If it is not available, let him invite the Auditor General's office to come and do audit. And those who are found wanting, Zambian citizens hate corruption, and they want action to be taken instead of the minister just talking. And that is why those of us that are coming from Citizens First, led by President Ali Kalaba, we believe that the investigative wings such as DEC and SEC should not continue being domiciled at State House, because the minister is actually just playing with weights instead of taking action, which should be able to deter corruption from perpetuating at the department.
Now, the minister, as you did mention regarding corruption, the minister also alleged high levels of corruption, where he alleged that some officials deliberately withhold decisions to extort money from clients. What does this mean in terms of levels of corruption under the United Party for National Development government?
It is the same thing. You know, the UPND has got the mandate to fight corruption. We in the opposition only go up to the levels of one, highlighting that there is corruption in that department and talking. But for the UPND, they are supposed to process people through the rule of law. And from the look of things, they are just making those statements, maybe to protect their friends. Because the Ministry of Green Economy itself, under Zema, they have also not been faithful enough to talk about the Sino-Metal water pollution. And again, Zema itself was also mentioned in the 6 million alleged land scandal. So all those issues are helping citizens to understand that the UPND is not serious regarding the fight against corruption. And that is why they have taken DEC and SEC to be domiciled at State House, so that they can choose which cases to prosecute and which cases to ignore. For those that they feel are sympathizers to the UPND, they are ignoring. And that is the cry of Zambian citizens, that the UPND is undertaking a selective justice in administering the rule of law, even regarding the fight against corruption, which should not be the case.
Mr. Njovu, thank you for sharing your valuable insights on the Power FM Evening News, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, and good evening.
You're absolutely welcome, sir. That was Mr. Danton Njovu, rather, who was joining us from Opposition Citizens First, and he happens to